You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们真的很感谢主，在神的家中充满着神的爱。
And we thank God that in His house it is full of love.
我们真的像一家人一样。
We are like one big family.
而且更喜乐的事情就是我们的主真正就是在这里。
And more joyously is that the Lord our God is here with us.
啊，我记得在1994年，当我们那天从加利利海边坐车要到地中海沿岸哈推罗西顿往下走的时候。
And in 1994, when we were taking a bus from the shore of Galilee onto
那我们在加利利附近经过那个山里面的时候，他们带我们停下来在一个小城里面。
And we drove by Galilee and we stopped by a small town.
就让我们去看一个很典型的现在以色列的一个小 city.
And that we may observe what is a typical model of a small city in Israel.
那当然在那边有一个会堂，我们就进去了。
Of course, there was a synagogue there, so we went in.
啊，当我们走进会堂的时候，门口挂着一个牌子。用希伯来文写的一句话在那里。
And as we were walking in, right on the above the door, there was a phrase that was written in Hebrew.
那个导游就告诉我们，他说这几个字的意思是 "How terrible it is."
And the tour guide told us the translation of the words is "How terrible it is."
这地方何等可畏。弟兄姊妹，那他就告诉我们，他说你们熟读圣经的人都知道下面讲的是什么。
And then you ought to know what it says afterwards.
你们知不知道是什么？雅各在创世纪27章说这地方何等可畏，因为这不是别的，这乃是神的殿，是天的门。
How marvelous this is the temple of God, the gate to heaven.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我们在门口也应该挂一个牌子哈。How wonderful it is.
At our doorframe, we should also put up a sign, how wonderful it is.
啊，我们今天在新约里面，我们不要想那么可怕的事情， how terrible.
And in the New Testament, let's not think about how terrible it is.
我们来到神家，我们真要说 how wonderful it is, 对不对？这地方真是奇妙，真是宝贵。
We come to the house of God, and we say how wonderful it is. It is marvelous to be here.
我们这个礼拜五刚刚读过的马太福音18章。
And this past Friday, we just read Matthew chapter 18.
主说，无论你们在什么地方，只要有两三个人奉我的名聚会，就有我与他们同在啊，我在他们中间。
Jesus says, whenever two or three gather in my name, I am in their midst.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每次来到神家里面，希望我们带着喜乐来啊。
So brothers, every time we come to the house of God, let's come with joy.
哎呀，主的爱在这里。
And the love of the Lord is here.
主的救恩，主的话在这里。
His salvation, His word is here.
弟兄姊妹，主的恩典在这里。
His grace is here.
这里不是别的。
It is no other place.
这是神的家。
It is the house of God.
这是神的殿。
It is the temple of God.
这是天的门。
It is the door to heaven.
在这里，我们在地上，我们却可以摸着天。
Here on earth, we can lay hold of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，要神的祝福真是在我们中间。
Brothers and sisters, the blessings of God is indeed in our midst.
一个聚会祝福有多大，决定在乎有多少的弟兄姊妹是带着这样子的渴慕和信心来到神的面前。
And how great the blessing this meeting will be depends on how many brothers and sisters comes with a heart of a sincere attitude.
今天早晨我们要继续讲至于我和我家的可能是最后一讲了哈。
And we will continue the topic as for me and my house this morning.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲到在这样子的一个世代的里面，整个仇敌起来要来破坏人的家庭。
And we talk about in this generation, the enemy wants to rise up and ruin the house and the families.
他不是只破坏神儿女的家庭。
It's not just to ruin the families in the house of God.
所有的家庭都在破坏。
But every single family in the world.
在中国包二奶，或者我们在各地看见这些外遇、色情各方面的攻击，我们知道没有一个世代比我们这个世代更严肃了。
So in China and all the sexualities and all the adultery that is taking place in this generation, it is very bad right now.
我记得去年五月，我跟弟兄姊妹讲兴起发光的时候，讲到家庭。
In May of last year, I recall sharing with everyone "Arise and Shine." We talked about families.
我说美国立国这两百年来，整个国家一直都活在安定富强的里面。
And I said, in the history of America, for the 200 years, we always lived in peace and prosperity.
那虽然 只要有人就会有犯罪，但是基本上这个国家这个社会都还算好的。
Even though we know that as long as people exist, there would be sin, but in general, this country has been pretty good.
可是你从他们犯罪的图表啊，或是从自杀、吸毒各方面的这个啊统计资料来看，你发现1962年、63年是一个大的对比啊。
And you look at all the data that's been collected throughout the history of America.This, from the time of 1962 and 1963, there's a great incline in times of crime.
原来只是很平稳的有一点增加，到了1962年、63年，它突然变成这样子上去，直直上去了。
And in time past, prior to that 1962, the crime rate has been very, very steady. But all of a sudden, when it hits 1962, 1963, the crime rate went straight up.
因为那个时候一些没有宗教信仰的人，甚至尤其反对基督教的人，他们逼的国会立了这个。最高法院立了一个条款，就不准要把基督教啊，要把神从学校里面赶出去。
And it happened in 1962 that there were some groups that want to separate God from the school environment and want to push prayer out of school.
他们62年立法，63年立法，就不准在学校再有公开的祷告或是引用圣经来讲话。
So in 1962, the Supreme Court.Made an edict that there's no longer prayer and speaking on behalf of God is no longer allowed in schools.
整个美国的治安、美国的社会问题、整个的道德，就从那个时候开始一落千丈。
You look at society as a whole in America. Ever since that time, it's been going straight downhill.
他们那个时候最流行的一句话就是 "Keep God out of the classroom," 把神从教室里面赶出去。
I guess the most famous saying at those times was "Keep God out of the classrooms."
是赶出去了。
They have.Remove God from the
整个国家就堕落了
and the country has fallen.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们知道仇敌在这里继续做一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, now we know the enemy is continuing to do one thing.
他是要 keep God out of our family, 把我们从家里面赶出去。
And his plan is to keep God out of our families.
你发现现在家人和家人之间的关系被仇敌破坏得多么可怕。
You realize the relationship within families has been broken by the enemy.
你发现在家庭里面那个属灵的气氛能够以基督为中心的情形现在越来越难见到了。
And the spiritual atmosphere and having Christ being the center is seldomly met these days.
现在所谓的家庭祭坛差不多都是电视机或电脑了。
And the family altar nowadays is pretty much the computer and the TV.
全家人真正能够坐在一起享受 family time 都是在电视机前面。
Only time we can really spend family time is everybody sits in front of the television.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要警觉起来，我们需要神来恩待我们这个时代。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be aware, we need to be awakened that God will be gracious to us.
因为神对家的意念太崇高太伟大了。
Because God has such wonderful thoughts towards family.
神有说不尽的祝福和爱要叫我们在家里的里面来享受的。
There's so much blessing and so much love that God wants us to enjoy in the confines of family.
盗贼来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And the thieves came to kill, to destroy, and to steal.
所以我们一定要整个家一起起来，我们来爱神，我们来保护这个家庭。
So the entire family needs to rise up. Everyone needs to protect this family.
仇敌无孔不入的。
The enemy will find every means.
我记得在大概1985年还86年那时候我还在上班。
In 1985 and 86, I was still working at the time.
有一天我们上班到一半，突然公司的广播里面告诉我们。
One day I was, as we were working that day, all of a sudden, over the PA, there was an announcement.
他说请大家现在赶快离开办公室到停车场去，因为有人在公司里面听说放了炸弹。
Everybody, please leave where you're seating and calmly go to the parking lot.Because there has been a bomb threat.
不久之前，我忘了在哪边刚刚发生过爆炸的事情。
And not too long before that, there was an occurrence where somebody has placed a bomb and there was an explosion.
弟兄姊妹，你们听到这个会是有什么反应？
Brothers and sisters, when you hear such an announcement, what will your response be?
你平常看报纸、看新闻，不过觉得那是别人家的事情。
You look at the newspaper and you hear the news. You say, that's somebody else's business.
那天突然你自己的公司里面报告说，现在有人说在公司放了炸弹，随时会爆炸，请你们赶快离开。
That day at your workplace. Imagine you were there and an announcement has been given to you and say leave immediately. What would you do?
你就看见各式各样的人，有的冲，有的喊，有的叫，有的脚软的走不动了。
And everybody just got in a panic mode and everybody started running. Some people even got so terrified their legs were weak, they couldn't walk.
那种平常听听说说的情形一下子临到你的身上了。
The condition of just hearing a news, all of a sudden has come to you personally.
Anyway, 那天是虚惊一场，后来各种的震爆专家什么来就找不到。
But that day was a false alarm. The experts came, they couldn't find anything.
但是弟兄姊妹，其实在我们看不见的境界里面，仇敌来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
But brothers and sisters, in the realm that we cannot see, the enemy has come to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
我们过去几次的信息里面讲到神对整个家 一个单位，神充满了祝福。
And we talked about in the last few messages pertaining to this unit of the family, God has abundance of blessings.
那挪亚一家人进了方舟，因为救恩，神甚至要以家为单位的。
For example, the house of Noah, they all enter into the ark, the entire family is to be saved.
逾越节，神的使者，灭命的使者越过整个家。
And the Passover, when the angel of slaughter, they pass whole families.
那除酵节，神要说你们要把酵从整个全家里面除掉。
And to removing of the leaven, you have to remove the leaven from the entire household.
弟兄姊妹，很多的地方都让我们看见整个家在神眼中的重要。
Brothers and sisters, from many areas, we see the importance of the entire family at work.
而整个国度是从各个家所组成的。
And yet, when we talk about a nation and a kingdom, it is built up by individual families.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有时间多在这方面多说了。
And brothers and sisters, I do not have time to elaborate any further.
那今天早上我用圣经的一个例子来稍微说明这个图画。
But this morning, I want to use an example to try to give it a bit of illustration.
就是当以色列人王国被巴比伦灭亡以后
But as when the nation of Israel was taken into exile,
当他们被掳归回回到了这个犹太地
And after the remnants has returned back to the land of Judah,
仇敌仍然愤怒要来攻击要来伤害他们
The enemy were angry, they still want to bring harm to them.
那时候尼希米呼召神的百姓起来做一件事情
That the Nehemiah cry out to the people and say, rise up, we got to do this one thing.
因为那时候耶路撒冷的城墙都被仇敌拆毁了
Because the walls of Jerusalem has been taken down by the enemy.
换句话说那个时候耶路撒冷或是说神的百姓是住在一个没有保护的一种情形里面
And it's to say at that time, the people of Israel dwell in a situation where they had no protection.
他们跟世界是没有界限没有分别的
There is no boundary line, there is no separation between the world outside and their world.
所以仇敌可以自由进出的
So their enemy can come in and out where they live.
所以圣经上告诉我们说神的百姓受尽了羞辱和伤害
So the Bible says the people of God were brought to shame and they were brought to harm.
弟兄姊妹这个很像我们现在的情形
Brothers and sisters, it's very much like where we are today.
多少的家庭多少的教会在这里没有城墙我说的是属灵的城墙
So many families and so many churches has no spiritual walls.
我们已经跟世界没有很明显的分别
There is no distinct difference between us and the world.
我们跟仇敌之间没有 protection wall, 我们没有一个保护的城墙。
There is no wall protection between us and the enemy.
尼希米呼召说让我们起来重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
So Nehemiah cried out and said, Arise, let us rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
免得我们再受凌辱。
Lest we further be put to shame.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹啊，当他在那里呼召神百姓起来的时候
，So when he was crying out to the people of God to rise up，
我没有时间去讲细节，但是我们简单复习几个点哈，我们去年讲过。
I don't have time to go in details, but I will review a couple of points that we talked about last year.
弟兄姊妹啊，所有的百姓响应这个呼召起来
，Brothers and sisters, all the people beckoned to this call.
他们各种不同的年龄、背景、性别。他们通通都起来。
Different age, background, gender, they all rose up.
那第二个，大家都是对着自己的房屋来修造那一段。
Secondly, every person built what was right in front of their own house.
就是换句话说，这是需要每一个家都参与的。
In other words, every single family needs to be involved.
你只要有一个家不参与的话
，As long as there's one family that is not partaking in this effort,
这个城墙仍然有缺口。
This entire wall will still have a gap.
你其他的城墙盖得再好，仇敌还是可以进来。
No matter how perfect the rest of the wall is rebuilt, the enemy can still come in.
用在我们个人家庭的话
，And for individual families.
就是如果我在我这个小小的家庭，只要有一个人不跟我们一起。
So as long as there's one person within this family unit is not in one accord with the rest of the family,
仇敌在这里仍然有通道可以进到这个家里面来。
The enemy still has a path to come into the family.
同样的，在整个教会来说也是一样。
The same thing for a church as a whole.
如果我们不是所有人都在这里参与的话
，If not all of us are partaking,
我们一同起来防堵我们家的破口。
If we do not all rise up to fill the gap,
一起来防堵这个教会的破口。
And close up the gaps within the church.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌还是有进出的机会。
Satan will still find a way to come in and out.
就给你一个木的水桶，有一根抽掉了，水都流光了。
Just like a barrel, a wooden barrel, you take out one plank, the whole water would be lost.
就跟一个贵重的项链，你拿掉一环，整个项链掉了。
Just like a chain of necklace, you remove one chain, the entire necklace would fall apart.
也就像这样你所说的，城墙缺的一段，仇敌还是可以进来。
Just like what is spoken here, when the wall is missing a portion, the enemy can still come in.
所以不仅仅个人都来参加啊。
So not only individuals all need to partake.
而且大家都是尽心。 竭力地来这里建造。
And every person worked diligently with all their hearts.
圣经上说他们一手拿着兵器一手做工。
The Bible says that they had weapons of warfare in one hand and at the other hand they labored.
从天亮一直做到星宿出现。
From daybreak until the sunset.
因为这件事情是 top priority, 最重要的事情。
Because this is the most important thing, the top priority.
没有城墙我们底下不可能有安定的生活。
Without walls, we cannot have days of peace.
没有保护我们就没有真正的安全。
Without protection, we will not have true, we will not have true, safety.
弟兄姊妹我们希望这一段的信息能够在我们里面 raise up 我们里面的这个attention, 好你引起我们的注意。
Brothers and sisters, how I pray that these series of messages will raise up your attention, your alertness with
them. 我们能够把重建我们的家建立我们家当作一个 priority.
And we would, take rebuilding of our families and these walls as a priority in our lives.
让我们整个教会我们一起来。
That the entire church would be motivated and
move forward. 我们发现每一个家面对的那一段可能都不一样有不同的难处。
And the portion every family is facing in front of that wall may be all different. We may have different difficulties.
有的前面是平原比较容易建造。
And perhaps you're living on a plain is relatively easy for
you to rebuild. 有的是转弯的地方比较不容易建造。
Some places they're building right around the buttress.
有些人他房子所面对的是一个上坡路那更不容易建造。
And some people may facing an uphill region. It's harder to build there.
但是尼希米记上我们看见的那幅图画就是每一个家都竭力的来建造。
But the book of Nehemiah gave us a beautiful picture. Every family built exactly what was in front of them.
然后建造完的时候有一句这么好的话告诉我们。
Then when it was all done, there was a wonderful, these wonderful words.
其中没有破裂之处。
And it says there was no gap found in the walls.
Not a gap.Was left.
Not one gap was left in the wall.
没有任何的空隙留下来给仇敌。
There was not one gap that the enemies can come in.
而结束的时候他说短短的52天城墙修建好了。
And it says in 52 days, the walls were rebuilt.
他说仇敌便惧怕愁眉不展因为知道这工的完成是出于耶和华我们的神。
And the enemies fear and tremble because they knew the work, was originated from God.From the Lord their God.
弟兄姊妹，不管我们现在的家庭多糟糕。
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter how bad of condition your family may be.
你不要认为不可能。
Do not think that it is impossible.
不管过去受到的伤害、受到的羞辱有多少。
No matter how much harm or how much shame you have suffered in time past.
当我们真正起来，答应这个呼召起来重建城墙。
But as you rise up and beckon to this call and begin to rebuild the walls.
当我们真正在这里不埋怨的尽心竭力来重建这个家。
And without complaining with all of your heart, you come and reestablish this family.
弟兄姊妹，神的手要亲自帮助我们。
The hands of God would help you personally.
到最后，原来那个羞辱我们的仇敌。
And you realize the enemy who's trying to bring you shame.
他看见就惧怕，而且愁眉不展。
He will see and tremble and be worried.
因为他知道这件事情出于神。
Because he knows this is of God.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是我们向弟兄姊妹的一个呼吁，这真是一个美丽的这个图画。
Brothers, this is a call that we have for every one of us. It's a wonderful picture.
不管我们买会所的时候是这样子的一幅图画，我们希望所有的人都能够参与啊。
Not only in the purchasing of the Bowers Avenue is a wonderful picture, but we pray that right now all the brothers and sisters may partake.
当我们现在讲到我们整个家、整个教会要在主的面前被建造的时候
，And we just talk about every family and the church family is going to be built up before the Lord.
我们希望我们所建造的城墙不是参巴。
And we pray that the walls that we build is not as what Sambalot said, that as the fox jumps on it, it will fall and crumble apart.
而是一个 not a gap, 连一点空隙都不留的城墙。
But a wall without gaps.
而是让仇敌惧怕、愁眉不展的。
That the enemies would fear and tremble.
啊，从此以后我们活在神的保护里面。
That from this day forth, we will live in the protection of the Lord.
我们的子子孙孙、我们的孩子跟世界是有分别的。
Our children, the generation thereafter, there will be a separation line.
他们是受到保护的。
They are protected.
啊，这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
我想我们最近只要看过报纸的人都知道，在报纸上常常有一个题目啊。
And we see, if we read the newspaper nowadays, we see the same topic that arises all the time.
讲到美军、英军虐待那些战俘的这些情形，我们都看过啊。
It mentions the American soldiers and the Great Britain soldiers that they would torture the inmates in Iraq.
连这么先进、受过这么多教育的美国、英国，他们都还是这样子无理的残暴的对待这些战俘。
Even in such a society in America and in England, we've been so well educated, yet they were still torture these inmates.
你不要说那个杀人不眨眼的那个仇敌魔鬼。
Not to say Satan, he would not even blink an eye to hurt you.
我们多么不希望我们中间有任何一个人，就算不是你家的孩子。你也不希望我们中间有任何一个孩子落到仇敌的手中。
And we do not pray that any child, not even if it's not the child in your own household, We would not see such a person fall in the hands of the enemy.
没有任何一个大人掉进仇敌的网络里面。
Not one adult would fall into the net of the enemy.
那个受到的羞辱，那个残害，那个痛苦，是我们平常活在神家里面的人不能想象的。
The shame, the pain, and the harm is something that we cannot imagine.
像以赛亚书所说的，你过来让我踏你好了。
And it's just like the book of Isaiah says, come over here and let me trample on you.
神的百姓就以背为地，好像 street, 好像街市，任凭仇敌来践踏。
And the people of God prostrated on the ground, and their back were as streets that the enemy walked upon.
我们从照片里面看见这些美军叫他们吃大便，弄大便抹在他们的身上。
And we see these pictures where the soldiers would use feces and just rub it on their face.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天神儿女们在属灵的里面，在精神在生活的里面，常常被仇敌这样羞辱的。
Friends, just the child of God oftentimes is being shamed by the enemy the same way.
所以我们一定要起来，不光自己爱主。约书亚说的，至于我和我的家。
So we need to rise up, not only personally to love the Lord, but we all need to say, as for me and my house.
小至一个家庭。
From a smaller perspective as a family unit,
我们要扩大到整个教会。
Then it needs to be expanded to the entire church.
我们也更希望这样子的见证和保护是扩大到整个神的儿女们。
And we pray that the testimony and the protection were enlarged to the entire family of God, the church.
所以我们前面两次一四念慈姊妹讲到，至于我和我家，她提到的三件重要的事。
The three key points that Sister Nancy mentioned, as for me and my house.
整个家要能够真正的 被分别出来侍奉神。
And for the entire family, it needs to be sanctified and be drawn out to serve the Lord.
洁净讲到对付罪。
And cleansing talks about dealing with sins.
罪拦阻了神在我们身上所有的工作。
Sin hinders all the work that God has in our lives.
我们有软弱，有犯罪，但是我们至少要永远归向神。
We may be weak, we may sin, but we need to always turn to God.
我们要永远在宝血的底下，我们求主宽恕，我们让主来帮助我们。
And under the covering of the blood, we ask the Lord to forgive us and to help us.
圣别讲到跟世界的分别。
And sanctification talks about separation from the world.
合一讲到我们跟己的分别，我们过舍己的生活。
And oneness and the one accord talk about the separation from a selfish life.
我们没有时间一一去讲，我们弟兄姊妹可以回去听从前的信息。
Again, we don't have time to go back in details, but please review from the tapes that we have in time.
上个礼拜我提了三件事情：包容、鼓舞和建立。
And last week I also mentioned three things: to cover, to encourage, and to build up.
我们都是亚当的后代啊。
We are all descendants of Adam.
我们身上带着各样的毛病问题。
We have all sorts of problems.
我们在家的里面，在同一个教会里面，我们要彼此体恤，彼此包容。
We are in the same family. We are in the same church family. We need to cover one another, understand one another.
一起在主的面前来成长。
And in the Lord, we'll just grow together.
有一个小弟兄，他刚刚受浸，从浸池起来。
A young brother, after he was baptized, when he came right out of the water.
他回到家就很生气，跟他爸爸说：“爸爸，你以后不是我爸爸了，你是我的 brother。”
And he went home. He said, "Dad, you're no longer my father. You're my brother now."
你以后不可以骂我了。
You can no longer scold me from now on.
我告诉你，没有的事，他终身都是你爸爸。
I tell you no such thing. He will forever be your dad.
他永远可以管你的。
He can forever discipline you.
弟兄姊妹，这个包容不是讲的地位。
This covering and encompassing is not talking about position.
而且我们真的是在主的里面，我们知道我们都是讲亚当的后代，我们多一层的体恤。
But in the Lord, we know that we are all descendants of Adam. We all have this understanding.
我们接纳，我们能够彼此宽恕。
So we accept one another and cover one another.
那鼓舞呢，是在对方做得好得胜的时候，我们要能够夸奖他。
And encouragement when somebody has done well, and we need to.Encourage them with words.
当他失败碰到挫折或者灰心的时候，我们来鼓励他。
When they fall in, when they have down, when they're downtrodden, we need to have words to build them up, to also encourage them.
甚至就算他不是那样子的得胜，但是你发现他进步了，你要 recognize, 要能够 appreciate.
Even when he's not a complete overcomer, but he's improving, you need to recognize it and also acknowledge it.
最后是在正面上的建造。
And lastly, on the positive side, to build them up.
我们一起在主的面前有真实的成长。
So we have true growth in the Lord.
这个弟兄姊妹，我们都可以回去听从前的。
So brothers, we can all go back and review these couple of messages.
今天我们要讲到至于我和我一家，我就觉得我去年所讲的那篇的信息有一些的东西，我还是需要在这里提醒弟兄姊妹们。
And again, today, as we talked about, as for me and my house, I want to draw upon the message that I've used last year. I want to remind everyone.
至于我们讲我们整个家。
When we talk about this family,
那家里面家人之间有一定的次序，有一定的关系。
There's certain orders, there's a certain relationship within this family structure.
那我今天在这里要讲的都不是我于宏杰的看法。
And the things that I'm talking about today is not my personal viewpoint.
是人类的创造者，是婚姻的设计者，我们这位伟大的神，他怎么样子教导我们的？
It is the creator of man, the one who instituted marriage. He is the one who's teaching us how to operate.
而且因为时间的关系，我们只能提最重要的一个关键的点。
And again, because of the limitation of time, we can only mention the very important aspects.
那我们不是做家庭生活讲座，这个不是我今天的主题。
And this is again not a family lesson, but...
在大家的纲要上面看到那个图，这是我们去年五月份发给大家的图。
In your outline, everybody should be able to see a diagram. It was presented to everyone back in May of last year.
你看，转眼之间快一年了呢。
All of a sudden, a year has gone by.
如果底下我讲的东西你觉得说，哎，你还很熟悉的话，你就知道你还不错，一年你还记得。
And praise God, if what I'm going to talk about, you say, I still recall, you still remember what you heard about a year ago.
首先在这个图里面，我们先要很清楚看见这是圣经上所立的次序。
And first of all, we need to understand this is the order that the Holy Spirit has established.
孩子们也要看好，因为我旁边有写的英文。
Young people, wake up! Pay attention to these words. Know that these are the things that God has written down.
那个出现出的 solid line,
the solid black lines.
这是神所立的 authority, 那个权柄的图。
These are the lines of authority that God has established.
那基督是每一个人的头。
Christ is the head over every single person.
他对每一个人都有绝对的权柄。
He has absolute authority over everyone.
那父亲是儿女和母亲的头。
The father is the head over his children and also over the mother, the wife.
啊，弟兄姊妹，请注意到啊，父亲在家里面是代表做头的。
And everyone, the father represents the head in the family.
所以儿女们要绝对的顺服父母。
So children, you need to absolutely obey mom and dad.
那连妻子的也要在凡事上顺服你的丈夫。
And wives, in all things, submit to your husband.
那这是我们现代的女人不能接受的事情。
And this is something that women nowadays cannot accept.
那弟兄姊妹不能接受，那是你个人的问题。
If you cannot accept it, it's your personal problem.
那这是神 design 就是这样子 designed.
God has designed it this way.
所以你就等一下发现神对男人做丈夫特别的要求。
And you begin to realize later we'll talk about God's specific requirement for men.
跟对女人特别的要求。
And God's requirement for women.
不管你喜欢也好不喜欢也好。
Whether you like it or not.
不管你赞成也好不赞成也好。
Whether you agree with it or not.
不管你真正的接受了没有接受了他或者不接受他。
Whether you really accepted it or not.
你只要顺服你就一定蒙福。
As long as you obey, you will be blessed.
你只要抗拒，你就一定有苦头吃。
If you resist, you will have pain.
虽然你在家里面一个姊妹，全家都听你的，我告诉你，你不会有真正的喜乐的。
And even though as a sister in the family, you say that everybody listens to you, I will tell you, you will not have true joy.
因为这是神的设计。
Because this is God's design.
弟兄在家是做头。
Brothers, you ought to be head in the house.
但是不是做狼头，做斧头，在这里。逼得人家听你的。
It's not to be a hammer and to pound on everyone so you listen to me.
所有做头的在我们身上有一个最重要的使命。
Everyone who is to be the head, you have the greatest commission.
我们要在这里为整个家来舍己。
You need to deny yourself for the family.
因为这个家的责任在你的身上。
Because the responsibility of this household is upon you.
基督怎样爱教会，为教会舍己。
As Christ loves the church and gave himself for the church.
那做丈夫的也要照样爱我们的妻子。
So the husbands love your wives.
但是呢，我们现在要来读一段的圣经啊，这是我们每一个人都要读。孩子们，请你们跟着我一起。
Everybody, let's read together. Young people, let's read it together.
我们请读哥罗西书第四章第三章
Colossians chapter 3
哥罗西书第三章
Again Colossians chapter 3
十八节
Verse 18
到二十一节
To verse 21
你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫这在主里面是相宜的你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子不可以苦待他们你们做儿女的要凡事注意啊 In all things要凡事听从父母因为这是主所喜悦的你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气恐怕他们失了志气请你们特别注意到21节只讲父亲没讲父母
And verse 21 it only talks about fathers
不是说妈妈不要管孩子
It's not to say mothers you don't longer need to discipline your children
更不是说妈妈在孩子人们身上没有权柄这绝对不是圣经的意思
And it's not to say mom has no authority over the children that is not God's principle
而是管理这个家 管理孩子的主要责任在父亲，不在母亲。
And the primary responsible and discipline is in the hands of the father and not in the mom.
母亲的角色是当 helper, 一个帮助的人来帮助父亲管教孩子。
And the position of the mom is to be a helper to assist the father to discipline the child.
主要的责任是在父亲的身上。
The primary responsibility is upon the fathers.
所以一面来说，父亲绝对不能说男主外女主内，我忙外面的，所以家里面交给妻子来管。
And you who are husbands, you cannot say, I'll take care of the stuff outside the family, everything inside the family, you as the wife take care of.
男人这一生最重要的责任和使命，除了我们赚钱养家，这是我们都知道的，更重要的是我们建立这个家。
Men's greatest responsibility is not only to go and provide sustenance for the family, but your responsibility is to build up and establish this house.
来治理，来带领全家，来侍奉神。
To administer and to lead the family to serve the living God.
所以男人不能推卸责任。
So men, do not give up your responsibilities.
第二个，女人决定不可以取代。
And women, you cannot substitute those responsibilities.
所以我真正听到过，我这都替这个家捏冷汗啊。
And I've heard such a thing before, and I tremble for this family.
爸爸才管完孩子。
Right after the father has disciplined the child.
妈妈在旁边就把孩子拉过去，你不要听你老爸的。
And the mom pulls the child apart and said, don't listen to your dad.
我没有时间翻圣经，我告诉你，你这样子做是等于把你的孩子推到阴间去，这是圣经上的话。
And I do not have time to point to the scripture, but if you do so, women, you are pushing your child into Hades.
这是一个太大太大，而且太不可以原谅的错误。
And this is an error that cannot be looked lightly upon.
你再怎么不赞成你先生对孩子的管教
，No matter how much you disagree with his discipline at the time,
决定不在孩子们面前表现出你们中间的不同。
You will never express your incompatibility at that moment.
你可以在两个人独处的时候，你告诉你的先生，你觉得他什么地方不应该这样。
In your private moments, you need to talk to your husband and tell him.I do not agree with what you've done.
那既然是神所设计的这个权柄的关系
，But because this order of authority has been designed by God,
不管妻子不服，丈夫逃避责任，或是孩子不服父母
，Rather the wife will not submit to the husband, or the husband ignores his responsibilities, or the children will not obey.
那这个家一定是一个 malfunction 的家，一个出了问题的家。
And I tell you, this is a family that has been malfunctioning.
就跟你去买了一个电动玩具，或是买了任何一个电器
，Just like you purchase any electronic device, a video game per se.
它明明图上告诉你说电池的正极在这里，负极在这里。
The diagram is very, very clearly labeled when you put the batteries in, the positive end points this way and the negative end points that way.
你要说我有我的权利，我你干嘛管我
？You say I have my authorities. Why are you controlling me?
你硬是要把它给换过来。
You want to take the battery. You want to install it the other way.
就算整个东西八个电池，你七个放对的，你一个放错了，它还是不 work.
And even in this device, there are 8 batteries. 7 of them are placed in the right order, but one is in the opposite order. It will not work.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个属灵的原则啊。
Princess, this is a spiritual principle.
那我们再读一处的圣经就好了。
I want to read another portion of the scripture.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
我想那个做丈夫做妻子的那部分我留到两个礼拜以后婚礼上再说好了。
Husband and wives, we will save that message for 2 weeks from now in our wedding.
今年一口气三个结婚已经讲很多了。
This year there are 3 couples that are getting married, or 2 has gotten married, and we've spoken much about it already.
我们读第六章就好了。
We'll read chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们做儿女的要在主里面听从父母，这是理所当然的。请记得刚才哥罗西书说，这是神所喜悦的。
And please pay attention in Colossians, young people, that God says that it is pleasing to God's sight. But verse chapter 6, verse 1, he said, in all things,
这里说到是理所当然的。
Says it is reasonable.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.